Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my Quite Sarcastic News podcast. Today is February the 20th, we start with science, and a group of US-based scientists say the first stars in the universe may have been dark. Now that's fair enough, but I think I might need to go and check the definition of star. I think it has to be bright and shiny to be a star. I think what they're talking about are in fact vast lumps of antimatter. I mean, put it this way, Kylie Minogue is a star, but Michelle McManus? She's a vast lump of antimatter. Oh, that was mean. And now, nature, and a 70-million-year-old fossil of a giant frog has been unearthed in Madagascar by a team of UK and US scientists. The creature was the size of a squashed beach ball and weighed about 4 kilograms. It's a real shame it's extinct, said a French researcher brandishing a knife and fork. Now, the military and the coroner investigating the deaths of 4 British soldiers in a roadside bomb blast in Iraq has called for better protection for troops. The Ministry of Defence responded, saying there was no such thing as perfect protection. Oh, well, that's all right then. We'll all be using that excuse next time. Oh, I ran over your kid, but no one's perfect, eh? Also, there is a way of offering perfect protection to our troops in Iraq, and that's by not marching them off to an illegal war in the first place. Now, the internet and a San Francisco court has ordered the closure of the website WikiLeaks.org. This is the whistleblowing website which allows people to anonymously post leaked materials with the goal of discouraging unethical behaviour by corporations and governments. The site has been doing a fantastic job so far of sharing documents, revealing information about torture at Guantanamo Bay, and what must for legal reasons be called possible evidence, and by that I mean clear, obvious, irrefutable evidence of companies colluding, polluting and thieving. Now, a case has been brought against the website by a Cayman Islands-based bank. Before I explain the case any further, let's play guess who the good guys are. Is it A, the tax haven-based private investment bank? Or is it B, someone else? Scores later. The bank claimed that a disgruntled ex-employee stole documents violating bank laws on confidentiality. Since when did banks have laws? I mean, employee guidelines, sure, but laws are supposedly set by the government, aren't they? And why would a bank need confidentiality laws? Could it be they're hiding something? The documents allegedly, i.e. really, detail how the bank helped people evade taxes and launder money. Now, evading taxes is a way of ripping off ordinary taxpayers, and laundering money is used by criminals and terrorists alike to move their money around and make it untraceable. But for some reason, the courts have decided that breaking the bank's internal confidentiality code is the bigger crime. This is a bit like if you were filmed murdering someone or shagging a child, and you managed to get off scot-free and instead sue the owner of the camera for filming you without your consent. And if that's ever happened to you, then thanks for listening to the podcast, Michael Jackson and OJ Simpson. Finally, Wales. And you really have to ask how dim the police in South Wales are. A 17th teenager has been found dead in Bridgend, having taken her own life. At the ensuing press conference, Assistant Chief Constable Dave Morris told reporters, "We have found no suggestion of any suicide pact." Right, what about the 17 dead bodies? Surely that's a clue. He went on to say, "I would like to put to bed any suggestion within the media that we are investigating suicide pacts or suicide internet links." No? Well, you should be, mate. I think it's worth at least checking, isn't it, before anybody else dies. And that's all from me for today. I shall be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks very much for listening. My name's Kate Smurthwaite, and goodbye.